Regarding the Treaty of Hudaybiyah, the Quran says in chapter 48, verses 18 through 27, Allah was pleased with the believers when they swore allegiance to you, bracket Prophet Muhammad, bracket under the tree, and he knew what was in their hearts. Therefore, he sent down tranquility upon them and rewarded them with a victory close by, and they took many spoils, and Allah is the Almighty and the Wise. Allah has promised you to take many spoils. He has hastened this to you and restrained the hands of people from you so that he makes it a sign to the believers and to guide you on a straight path. And there were, bracket, other spoils, bracket, which you are unable to take. Allah has encompassed it already. Allah is powerful over all things. If the unbelievers had fought you, they would have been put to flight and found none to protect or help them. Such is the way of Allah in days gone by, and you shall find no change in the ways of Allah. It was He who restrained their hands from you and your hands from them in the hollow, bracket, of Hudaybiyah, bracket, of Mecca, after He had given you victory over them. Allah sees the things you do. They are those who disbelieved and barred you from the holy mosque, and the offering detained, so as not to reach its place of sacrifice. If it had not been for certain believing men and certain believing women, whom you did not know, you might have trampled upon them, and so the sin reached you because of, bracket, killing, bracket, them, while you did not know. In order that Allah admits into His mercy whom He will, had they, bracket, the believers, bracket, been easy to distinguish, we would have punished the unbelievers among them with a painful punishment. And when the unbelievers established in their hearts fierce bigotry, the fierce bigotry of ignorance, Allah sent down His tranquility on His messenger and the believers, and firmly fastened to them the word of taqwa, bracket, there is no God except Allah, and Muhammad is His messenger, as it is a cause of righteousness, bracket, to which they had a better right and are worthy of it. Allah has knowledge of all things. Indeed, Allah, in truth, has realized His messenger's vision. You shall enter the sacred mosque in security, if Allah wills, with hair shaven or cut short, without fear. He knew what you did not know and granted you a near victory.